Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Really, the insurance industry, and this is my basic argument, is not really doing anything for healthcare right now. So I don't really see in all this debate about whether we should have a public plan, I ask the question, why have a private plan?
They know that they have caused the problem that we have with their antitrust exemption that they have and immoral profits. They're making billions of dollars in profits while they're cutting off people for benefits that they are entitled to.
The summer of debate over health insurance reform continues, with the Democrats setting their sights on the insurance industry as the main obstacle to reform. You heard Congressman Anthony Weiner and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi there. We had Weiner on the program Monday, Republican Congressman Scott Garrett with his views Tuesday, Democratic Congressman Bill Pascrell Wednesday, and today we continue our summer-long rolling town hall meeting on the many complexities of the health care debate with a leading health insurance executive. He is Mark Wager, President and CEO of Empire Blue Cross Blue Shield right here in New York. It's part of WellPoint, the nation's largest for-profit insurance company. And Mr. Wager, thanks so much for coming on with us again. Welcome back to WNYC.
Hey, good morning, Brian. Happy to be on.
And let's take Anthony Weiner and his single-payer bill seriously. He asks, why should we have private insurance? Why should we have private insurance at all anymore? Why have it?
Well, I think the primary example is you've already got 200 million people or more covered in that particular approach. And the kinds of things that private insurers do are very different from government-run plans. And the kinds of government-run plans that we have today, such as Medicare and Medicaid, are in chronic underfunded conditions. Actually, Medicare's in a position where it's going to run out of money entirely in 8 years. So I think what we need to do is improve the programs we already have, work together both privately and publicly. And our company Empire and our company WellPoint have been big proponents of very serious reform this year that can solve these problems over time.
And listeners, we can take your phone calls for Mark Wager from Empire Blue Cross Blue Shield, as we've been taking your phone calls all week for the politicians on the show. Be nice, but ask him whatever question you want to ask him about the role of the insurance industry as it is and what it as it should be, in your opinion, going forward as we reform the system. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, or post to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehr Show. And to Nancy Pelosi's point, where she actually went so far as to call the health insurance industry immoral there, why isn't the goal of health insurance companies like yours, as she says, to maximize premiums and minimize benefits?
Well, it's patently not. And I think New York is a good example. We've had all the reforms that are being discussed in Congress today in New York for over a decade, specifically because of Empire Blue Cross Blue Shield's leadership on this front and working with consumer groups and legislators to get guaranteed issue in this state, all these other types of reforms. Our industry has put forward very specific approaches to do that nationwide.
Which reforms are you talking about that we have in New York State?
We have guaranteed issue in New York State without regard to your health status, both for individuals and for small groups or small companies. We have those types of reforms and protections, things like the ability to get an independent review of a complicated claim where it's really not certain whether things are experimental or not. Those things go to an independent reviewer now, specifically because of reforms that Empire was the leader on. So I think it's very unfortunate the Speaker has taken the approach that she has with that kind of approach and basically a public relations campaign.
But I would imagine
this really needs to be a fact-based discussion where we're talking about what will make a difference.
But isn't it what your shareholders demand on some level? Maximize profits, minimize outpay. The law actually requires perhaps of a shareholder-owned corporation to maximize profits and minimize expenses.
Actually, that's not the case. No public company worth its salt would promote that kind of approach. You have to take your customers' considerations first. And in New York, for example, again, led by Empire over a decade ago, we have specific laws and regulations that require not only that we spend the vast majority of our premiums on actual health care costs, physician and hospital claims, but we're also required to charge more than the cost to make sure we make a surplus or profit and have significant reserves to make sure we can cover your claims and cover any catastrophic experience. So there's a good balance there that you can reach with the right type of legislation, and we're actually proponents of that nationwide, even though we've done that a long time ago here in New York.
The private insurance industry is fighting hard against the inclusion of a public option plan in the health care bill. That seems to be the industry's number one goal, is to defeat public option. If your product is better than a government plan, why are you afraid of the competition?
Oh, well, Brian, I think that's a typical mischaracterization that people put out. This is not about competition. Every borough, for example, in New York City, I have 7 competitors, both for-profit and not-for-profit. So it's not about competition. It's about whether there will be a level playing field. So what public plan are you talking about? Most of the ones that I see the most conversation about would dictate to hospitals, for example, payments that are 20 to 30% less than private insurers pay. They would not have to pay the fees and assessments and taxes that we pay to the state or the federal government. You know, they also would subsidize and may not be required to maintain the same levels of surplus and reserves that our insurance department and state requires, so that people have safety of coverage and we don't run into the Medicare types of problems.
But then
so
you're saying
it was
that
really level, Brian, the issue is really level playing field. If you don't require any new option, public or private, to do that, it's not a level playing field, and people will move to that option. They'll be forced to, because the price will be so much different, but it won't be real. It won't have done anything to lower costs.
But really, it sounds like you're saying you're afraid the government plan will control costs better than yours. If the premiums are lower and the reimbursements to hospitals are lower, maybe they can just control costs, at least in theory, since this plan doesn't exist yet, better than you guys.
That's not control of cost. That's dictation of pricing. So if you move half of the private insurance membership in New York State over to a public plan at 30% less than hospitals are paid today, they will go bankrupt. I think the unfortunate thing is many of the leaders, including the legislators, probably haven't had a chance to really look at the facts of how these would roll out. So we're not concerned about competition. We're concerned about level playing field. And so far, we haven't seen any indication that there's a real intent to have a level playing field for
any of these types of programs. But why should I hear that as anything other than a scare tactic? Why would the government set rates to hospitals at a level that would make the hospitals go out of business? We can't have a society where the hospitals are going out of business.
Brian, they already do that in Medicare and Medicaid today. For example, if a hospital needs a 15% increase from a private insurer instead of a 5%, which might be more normal for this kind of economy, it's going to add an extra 4% to your premium, because it's driven by what they're not getting from government payers. So they already do that, Brian. That is a fact.
Tom in Short Hills, you're on WNYC with Mark Wager, President and CEO of Empire Blue Cross Blue Shield. Hello, Tom.
Hello. I spoke with someone earlier. I told them, you know, just recently I had a melanoma removed from my face. Now, I had insurance, so they paid for it. It was right around $1,400. But in the meantime, the doctor sent me a bill for $12,000. Now, of course, that bill didn't count because the insurance company paid for it. But what a tremendous discrepancy. You know, the insurance company gives them $1,400 and they take it and the bill is settled. But if I didn't have insurance, they'd hand me a bill for $12,000. That's crazy. I think everybody in this country should have the same health insurance that our senators and representatives get, that we pay for.
Mr. Wager?
Well, I think That is one of the key points. That one of the ways that we can get everybody covered in this country is to actually have a real enforceable individual mandate. They have that in Massachusetts now. That's actually the only significant responsible reform that we don't have in New York already and have experience with. So I think the gentleman on the phone is exactly right. We need to have that coverage, but it has to be affordable. And if we can't do things over time to actually affect the underlying cost, you've got about 17 million people a day going to see physicians around the country, but only about half will actually get the actual best practice approach to whatever they're doing. It doesn't mean they're trying to do it wrong. It just means there's a lack of information and a lack of consistency. So we have to get at the underlying cost. But he's exactly right. We need to find a way to get more people covered, and we need to find a way to mandate that people have at least some good basic minimum set of coverage.
Well, your industry stands to make a windfall profit from that particular reform, doesn't it? Insurance would be required under most of these bills for the 50 million or so Americans currently not covered. That's 50 million new customers for you, isn't it?
Would be new customers, but again, the vast majority of the premium taken in would be paid out in claims. Our industry operates at a low single-digit profit margin. Most people think it's much, much higher than that. In our particular company in WellPoint, it's only about 4% of our premiums. So it's not the big issue that's driving the cost of this, and we aren't in a windfall profit situation.
So you want the government?
We would expect to compete with other private companies for that business, and the marketplace demands that.
Well, you make it sound like you're just not going to get all that much because you pay most of it back in claims. We don't care if we have a lot more customers. You're always going for more customers, aren't you?
Absolutely. I think growth in any business is an important part of your business being able to stay efficient. And as I said earlier, it is actually a requirement, a proper requirement in New York, that you generate a surplus or profits.
So
you can't guarantee people coverage if you don't have reasonable profitability and reserves.
So you want the government to mandate, when it comes to forcing everybody to have insurance, which happens to be good for the industry, you don't want government to mandate holding costs down when it might not be good for the hospitals or when you want people to think it won't be.
No, that's not what we're talking about. We do want more and stronger parts of these bills to address things that actually control the rate of cost increase. Setting a mandated price is not changing the underlying cost of the system. That's one of the things that's happened in Medicare, is it's not funded adequately, either from taxes or from contributions from the individuals, for the rate of actual growth in what Medicare is spending, and it's running out of money. It's nonpartisan. It's been happening for decades. The accounting offices report on that every year, but we're now faced with a crisis of how to deal with that. So you've got to get at the underlying costs. And you know, our industry is quite transparent. In every state, there are public bodies that regulate these things that you have to make reports to, the public companies in the industry. What we make or don't make is quite transparent, and it's less than 1%, frankly, of what we're spending today, or the $1.5 trillion that the new proposals would cost to implement. But we do need to get responsible reform this year that will actually make a difference.
Here is, Homayoun in White Plains. You're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
I have a question. I'm a small business owner. We have, at this point, 3 employees. And we have Blue Cross. We've had it. We've had, you know, different versions of, right now we have the direct HMOs. We've had it since the year 2000. And on average, for the past 3 or 4 years, we've been getting increases in our premium by about 20%. Just now, just about a week ago, I received a letter that our premium has gone up 22%. And all we have to do is basically we keep reducing the plan that, you know, the quality of the plan that we're on. And I'm not sure how far we can go. I mean, we're getting to a point where our copay is going to be $50, and I'm not sure if it actually pays to even have insurance at this point. Because
Homayoun, let me ask you, under the circumstances of all of those price pressures that you were talking about with respect to your business. Do you want to see a public option? Do you think that's going to help you?
Of course. I think if there's something that will at least keep the I mean, if there were a public option, I think I don't know if they could actually increase the prices by 22% every year consecutively. I mean, this is just I don't think anything goes up by that much. Compared to any other price, have you seen anything go up by an average of 20% every single year?
Mr. Rager?
Sure. The premium you're getting is actually a direct result of how much the costs are going up in the plans that you belong to. And again, in New York, it's very regulated. We have an actual formula that has to be filed so that when the costs come in, the premium has to go up to more than cover those costs. And that would be the same for any public or private program. The math is the same. If you don't fund the rate of cost increase, your insurance will run out of money and you won't have coverage and you'll have a crisis to deal with.
But based on what you said,
the kinds of things that have to be done to change this are, how do we make sure that we don't waste money as we get care in the system? How is it better coordinated? How can we pay physicians and hospitals differently so they are paid for the best practices and have some of the money up front to do the things they need to do rather than just generate more and more services, which is the way the system works today? But your premium increase and your on exactly the right point. This is an unsustainable rate of increase that we have in our industry. It's not because our profits have gone up 22%. It's because the costs of the actual care are going up that much.
But what about your profits? Why should there even be? And you said New York State law mandates that Empire, Blue Cross, Blue Shield make a profit. Why should the public support the existence of that middleman when there are such cost pressures on all of us for health care? And we could have a system like Medicare that doesn't have a profit-motivated middleman to take out that extra chunk.
Brian, you go back to my previous point. The math is the same, whether it's for Medicare or a public option or a private option, a not-for-profit insurer or a for-profit insurer. You must generate a surplus. You must increase your premiums to cover the cost of medical trend, or you will run out of money and people won't have coverage. That is a fact. You see it in Medicare today. You've seen it in insurers, over a decade ago in New York when we had government controls of prices for small group and individual coverage in New York. The insurance companies had hundreds of millions of losses. And finally, the legislature had to throw that system out because it was, in fact, bankrupting those particular coverages for those most vulnerable populations.
Mark Wager, the president and CEO of Empire Blue Cross Blue Shield, with us for another few minutes here on WNYC as we get a health insurance industry take on health reform. I asked Congressman Bill Pascrell, Democrat from New Jersey, yesterday on the show what he would like me to ask. He didn't know who was coming on. I just said a health insurance executive, and here's what he said.
What skin in the game did you have for the insurance companies, many of whom are employed in certain states where there's only one or two major insurance companies where there's no competition? Do you favor competition or are you against competition?
So take Congressman Pascrell similarly. Does Empire Blue Cross Blue Shield have any skin in the game of health reform? Do you have any stake in seeing this succeed or only in seeing it fail?
We absolutely have a stake in seeing it succeed. The rate of increase in cost in our country is unsustainable at this point, in part driven by the cost shift from government programs where people end up when they can't afford coverage, in part driven by lack of effectiveness of what we're actually producing, driven by lack of health and wellness. You see plenty of media, I don't have to tell you about that, about the impact of our own behaviors on our costs. We are very much for competition. We are not afraid of competition.
But let me follow up and ask about Congressman Pascrell's other point in that clip, because he mentioned certain states where there are only one or two major insurance companies and no real competition. Wouldn't a public option be in the public interest in those states?
I'm not aware of any state where there's only two. Some may have more share than others. As I said, in the five boroughs, you've got seven competitors in every single borough. Their prices are transparent. Any insurance agent can look them up for you on the internet. Large companies and unions put their business out to bid all the time. It's a very healthy, very competitive market, but with too many restrictions. We're actually at the other end of the spectrum in New York, where our costs would be lower if we had a little bit more flexibility, but still kept all the protections that we had. So I think there's a lot of lessons to be learned here. Every county that we service that has more than 50,000 people has at least four options. So I don't think that it's the case that we have any state that has only two options, but I'd be interested in that data.
One more call. John in Manhattan. You're on WNYC. Hello, John.
Hello. I have a question. I am a cancer patient. Could I get coverage through your company, having a pre-existing condition? And secondly, just on a personal basis, I know of my sister-in-law and my brother-in-law who are Americans, went to France with three children, got full coverage for 400 euros a month, the entire family, no questions asked, no pre-existing conditions. Could you provide something like that?
Today, sir, I hope your progress is favorable. But today in New York, you can get coverage regardless of your health status. It is guaranteed in the state of New York, and our company and our industry has in fact proposed that as early as last fall. As an approach that we need across the country. So we're looking to promote guaranteed issue with the right kinds of regulations and protections around it, but with a mandate so that everybody has coverage. And just to be specific here, the problem we have in New York is we've got guaranteed issue, but it's too expensive for most people, because most people who would have difficulty affording coverage won't buy it until they need it. They can't afford it. So we end up with a distorted pool of people, if you will, that becomes very, very expensive to insure. So we need everybody covered, the young, healthy people, the people who don't have otherwise have health conditions, having some basic good coverage so that we can reduce the cost for all.
Anything else you want to say as we run out of time here about the insurance industry? As America debates your proper place in a new healthcare system?
I think the key is to make this a fact-based discussion, not a headline or a public relations stunt or any approach of that nature. We've put forward very specific proposals on how to cover everybody regardless of a condition, the kinds of things we needed to do to actually control underlying cost and improve quality. So look at the facts, not some of the unfortunate statements that are being made out there. We're at the table. We're not interested in making deals. We're interested in facts that will help our people get covered more affordably and get ultimately all Americans covered.
Mark Wager, President and CEO of Empire Blue Cross Blue Shield, thank you for coming on with us.
Thank you, Brian.
And we continue our healthcare town hall meeting all summer long here on WNYC. We'll keep having different voices on, representing patients, different parts of the industry, different members of Congress, and keep posting your comments on Mark Wager to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show.